Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. The conformation of a beef cow's teats and udder is important in a profitable cow-calf enterprise. Females with poor configuration can be a management challenge, requiring extra time and labor to physically milk out quarters to ensure a newborn calf can suckle or even prevent mastitis. Not to mention the safety aspect to consider when attempting to milk out a beef cow. Udder and teat conformation is moderately heritable, so enhancing teat and udder quality can be accomplished in a herd by not selecting replacement heifers from dams that have only marginal configuration. A structurally correct udder has a strong median suspensory ligament between the left and right halves. When the udder is filled with milk, the strength of this ligament determines if the teats angle inward, outward, or straight down. Teats that are straight will enhance a newborn calf's ability to nurse. As the suspensory ligament weakens and teats lengthen, newborn calves will have a harder time suckling. Additionally, contamination risk is heightened from mud and non-mud goo. As the median suspensory ligament becomes less pronounced with age, the udder floor becomes more rounded, so if a heifer or a young cow has problems, you can depend on the issues to intensify. The floor of the udder should be level both from left to right and front to back. The rear udder attachment needs to be high and the front udder attachment needs to be as forward and smooth as possible. The closer the udder is to the body cavity, the more secure it is, allowing a calf to easily locate the teats. The color of the udder can have an impact on sun damage. Pigmentation can protect against sunburn caused by direct sunlight or reflected sunlight off snow. Teats should be of medium length and cylindrical. The diameter should be the same from top to bottom with a rounded end. The teats should be placed in the middle of each quarter and point directly to the ground when filled with milk. The ideal time to observe the mammary system in beef cows is within the first 24 to 48 hours after calving. The Beef Improvement Federation created a scoring system to categorize udder suspension and teat size. In considering udder suspension, a score of 9 is most desirable, representing a well-formed system placed tightly against the body cavity, well above the hocks, and with the quarters mostly level. The udder has a high rear attachment and the median suspensory ligament is pronounced. A suspension score of 1 is not desirable. The udder is loose and pendulous, suspending below the hocks. The quarters are not level, and teats are not perpendicular to the ground when filled with milk. Intervention is required at calving and to avoid a spoiled quarter or mastitis. Replacement heifers should not be kept out of these cows. In considering teat scores, a score of 9 is most favorable, signifying very small and symmetrical teats that are perpendicular to the ground. A score of 1 indicates very large teats that vary in length and symmetry. To learn more about udder conformation or the scoring system, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.